The what really stuck to my mind was one of the Giriraj Maharaj's lecture. He said, when your mind weave, and then when you are thinking, maybe it's a little bit sad that I have to give up all my attachment, that means you're not putting your faith in holy name. And I have so much attachment, so it was really great thing to think about it. And although I've been chanting for so many years, not having the result that I should have is because of not realizing that the holy name can actually give me everything I need. All the happiness I'm looking for.
You ask for it. You ask for it.
anyway, so I'm really grateful for that realization that I got from Maharaj. And then also another thing I want to take home is the feeling I got from that circle chanting, that I felt like Hare Krishna magnet, jeweled magnet. And whenever I feel alone and I feel not inspired, I can always go back to that spot, and everyone can pull me back into that spot. So I will take that home.
I wanted to go back to Giriraj's little story about how Prabhupada said you have to be 100% pure. Then he said, well, 90%, 80%, 75%. Finally he said, hey, just if you just hold on to my feet, I have the key to the back door. And it made me think of the Bhagavad Gita, which is our main book. And in that book, Krishna also said, I am Japa, chanting of the holy name. And along with so many other things, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and inevitably Bhakti Yoga. But in the last chapter, Krishna tells Arjuna, never mind all this. Sarvadharma Parjajamame Kangsar. Just forget all these things. You just do. Just surrender to me. Do what I say. And what does he say? Well, he wants Arjuna to do some killing. Wholesale. And we don't read anything about Arjuna chanting japa or doing anything like that. He might have done. He probably did. But at any rate, it seems to me that, or this is kind of a question and also an observation. I related shortly thereafter to Giriraj how when we were in Surat in 71, that we were so intensely engaged by Prabhupada that you'd lie down at 11:30, 12 o'clock, and 1 o'clock someone would come and say, Prabhupada wants you. And this was going on for days on end. And there were programs from morning till night, life membership, on and on, all kinds of activity. And at that time, for days on end, I've failed to chant or read anything in the book. Not because I didn't want to, but because Prabhupada really had us working in different ways from morning till night. And so one day, feeling very, very guilty and bad, I went to Prabhupada and I said, Prabhupada, I haven't chanted around. I haven't read a single page of any book. Before I could finish, he said, never mind. He said, this is an emergency. You just do what I say. And I was immediately relieved of all anxiety. So, why am I relating all this? Because my question is, my observation or my realization or insight into this is that we have to somehow or other be engaged. Even if we can't chant Hare Krishna. Some people don't chant Hare Krishna. And there are cases of famous stories, Garga Muni, we've heard them. And Prabhupada told him, just chant and just rattle the beads so that the God brothers wouldn't criticize him and get on his case. So that's what Garga Muni did. But he was basically engaged doing different kinds of business, or he was very instrumental and inventive in the life membership program in India. He just made it a phenomenal success. His innovation insights. Also, he created the incense business in America, became a multi-million dollar business. So sometimes the reason I'm relating this now is because sometimes we get into so much anxiety about chanting that I'm not chanting correctly, or on and on and on. But the fact is, Krishna is very practical and realistic, that whatever it is we apply to the cause, Krishna will appreciate, reciprocate with that. And if we can actually chant Hare Krishna on top of it, that's even better.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hamsadira Prabhu. Okay, so well, I will say a few words, and then Maharaj will speak. First of all, for me, it was a great anticipation to come here, just because my relationship with Vaisheshika Prabhu over all these, couple of decades, and so I was really looking forward to heard so much about San Jose. Of course, we also have a special connection, our ashram, with San Jose, because Radhavala Prabhu, who was a Tamil president here at one point, is now one of the brahmacharis in our ashram, so yeah, I have a special connection. And so definitely this you all have exceeded my expectations, really. It was very wonderful to see, very deeply inspiring and faith building to see such a wonderful, dynamic, healthy, balanced community. So thank you very much for that. It's always a great inspiration for me, as I mentioned before. Just like you're saying, just you waking up, you think about the holy name. What to speak of, if you give a workshop, you can imagine how much you have to think about the holy name. You can multiply that like 1,000 times, right? So I recommend all of you start teaching workshops. Start teaching us, seriously. You can talk to Mother Divyamba and Purusha Sukta there. Yeah, we need to expand like anything, but joking aside, speaking about it, just share your experience with as many people as you can. Keep talking about it, and it will grow. That's, and my final statement is that be gentle with yourself. You know, when you come back, because now you had such a high experience, perfect association, so many tools, so many lessons. So don't let your mind allow you to beat yourself up. See, you're chanting on the three. You know, gee, that's courtesy japa, and that's courtesy japa, right? So don't try to turn the mind around and use this to drag you down. Just don't go there. Just, you know, take it easy. Be gentle with yourself. And as you're doing fine, you're chanting. And we're not going to chant perfect tomorrow. We're not going to come to an 8 or 9, whatever you want to call it. Main thing is continue chanting, taking the instructions, and just keep going and be optimistic. You know, you have to be optimistic. Otherwise, we don't want to come to that state. Well, we don't want to internally give up and externally pretend that we continue. We don't want to go there. We want to get some hope, but keep going, and we get that hope and that inspiration from association, from senior Vaishnavas. That's really those, they have Krishna captured in their heart, and as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I run after them shouting, Krishna, Krishna. You know, we get them from the Vaishnavas, but at the same time, be kind to yourself, be gentle. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. One point that struck me from the workshop was the importance of intention. The first evening, I didn't have a partner, but I overheard someone behind me speaking to his partner. I don't know who it was. And he said that he's not going to, drink one drop of water or eat one morsel of food or turn on his cell phone or his computer until he finishes 16 rounds. I thought, oh, that sounds good. You know, I think I should do that. And then, I mean, I did have some time, maybe an hour or so, and then I got a phone call from Purusha Sukta Prabhu. And that led to another phone call and another phone call. And then this morning, you know, I set my expectation, took rest pretty much on schedule, got up on schedule. But then when I got up, everything started to go different, just completely different. And but the result of the workshop has been that I've had a lot of realizations, a lot of transformation. Even though my actual japa during the mornings was interrupted, you could say, by factors. And so that brings me back to intention, having the intention. And I'm thinking of some quotations from Shastra and Guru. One is, there's a famous verse, Iha Yasya Harer Dasya Karmana Manasagira, that is generally translated, one who engages fully in the service of the Lord with body, mind, and words, Jivan Mukta Su Uchite, he's a liberated soul even while within the body. But reading the commentary on that verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I found that what it said was that if you desire to serve the Lord with body, mind, and words, you're liberated. And another statement of Srila Prabhupada's was, your qualification is that I give you an instruction and you try to follow it. Not even I give you an instruction and you follow it, but I give you an instruction and you try to follow it. And I thought of my initiation letter. I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada by letter. And I went back to the letter because I knew that he had told me to chant 16 rounds and avoid the 10 offenses. And I was thinking, oh my God, my first letter, you know, on my initiation, and I can't even follow it. So I looked it up. I was really ready to punish myself. And there it was in black and white, you know, I request you to chant 16 rounds daily and avoid the 10 offenses as far as possible. So Prabhupada was so merciful. It's like, it's the intention. We try to avoid the 10 offenses, chant our 16 rounds. And the other process, and the two overlap, is the group, the support of the group. Many scriptures advise for chanting japa to do so in the association of advanced devotees who have taste. And so many of the devotees commented on what they experienced in the japa circle with Tulsi. And it struck me that, of course, I really was in a circle with advanced devotees, because on one side was Yajna Purush and on the other side was Vaisheshika Prabhu. And we were in this association of Tulsi Devi, who's a pure devotee. But the cumulative effect of all the Vaishnavas, you know, all the advancement of the Vaishnavas put together is quite a lot of advancement. And Prabhupada did have faith in the group, in the group process. And it's also in Shastra, Kalo Sangha Shakti, that in Kali Yuga there's power in association, power in the group. And as a speaker, and all of us are speakers, I think that's one of the reasons the workshops are so nice, because everyone speaks. But when I speak, I always pray to Srila Prabhupada to speak through me, use me as an instrument to say what he would like. And but there's also, so it's surrendering to the higher authorities, but there's also a process of surrendering to the group. And usually from the beginning, I somehow make a conscious decision to surrender to the group. But on Friday, I didn't do that. I think because I saw so many old friends, you know, Vaisheshika Prabhu, Moggallila Prabhu, and especially Hansadutta Prabhu, and Sakyadeva Prabhu, and others. So I didn't make a conscious decision to surrender to the group. I felt so happy and comfortable with those friends. But when we did the japa circle with Tulsi, I made that conscious decision, and it was a wonderful experience. So it's like we surrender to our authorities above, but we also surrender to the group of which we are a part, and that creates a very wonderful dynamic for japa and for devotional service in general. And just a few very brief points on what some of the devotees said. I mean, I know that devotee who said that what's important is the quality, not the quantity. But we also do come to a stage where we make a vow that we'll chant 16 rounds, and that was Prabhupada's point, that we must chant our 16 rounds. That's our duty. And by chanting our 16 rounds, by doing our duty, the quality will come. But it's also true that the quality does come. It's not an artificial effort. It comes. And it comes in relation to our entire life, not just the time we spend doing japa, but our entire life, how much it's dedicated to Guru and Krishna, especially Guru, Ado Guravashaya. And then the other thing about controlling the mind, once one disciple said to Srila Prabhupada, how can I control my mind? And Srila Prabhupada laughed. Said, you cannot control your mind. You think of Lord Chaitanya and he will control your mind. And that was also something I thought of that time on the beach when I was like feeling the burden of the pain and anxiety of all the living entities. Once a disciple said to Srila Prabhupada, when we chant, should we think of the welfare of every living entity? And Srila Prabhupada said, oh, you can think of every living entity? You just think of Krishna and he will think of every living entity. So again, it's Krishna, it's Chaitanya, it's Guru. We just think of them, do our best to serve them in our own way. We give general instructions. Shastras give general instructions. But each is individual. Srila Prabhupada said every devotee has his own individual realization of Krishna consciousness. And so, while following the general prescriptions, we also have to, realize our own identity as servants of Guru and Krishna, not try to imitate, and try to follow in the footsteps, but not try to imitate, and make our own contribution according to who we are. It's like Srila Prabhupada said, as far as japa, best is to chant while sitting, second best while standing, and third best while walking. But if you're sitting and you're becoming drowsy, you shouldn't think, well, let me imitate the best and sit and chant, and meanwhile I'm actually just struggling to stay awake. It's better to stand up, better to walk. when His Holiness Niranjan Swami stays with me, he always chants pacing back and forth. I'm not sure why. It might be related to his health. But he does it, and that's what he can do, and that's what works for him. It's not stereotyped. So it's really, we've given general prescriptions, but the real thing is what works for you, you know. Yena tena prakarana. Somehow or other, fix the mind on Krishna, fix the mind on the holy name. As far as sleeping, we had this discussion in Durban once, why devotees sleep, are so prone to sleep in class. And one devotee gave this answer, that when you hear the class, all of your anxieties go away. And if you've been deprived of sleep because of too much anxiety, when the anxieties go away, you can just fall asleep. Another answer I heard, and I'm not sure where this is from, but I did hear it, that Ravana's had a brother named Kumbhakarna who would really sleep a lot and very deeply. So the question was raised that after the disappearance of Kumbhakarna, where would sleep take shelter? And the answer, I'm not sure where this is coming from. It sounds like some Puranic story, but I can't cite the authority. The answer was that sleep will take shelter wherever there is Harikatha. But anyway, it was a wonderful experience. I've learned so much from every workshop, from every retreat. I was actually very impressed by a letter that Mahatma Prabhu wrote, that it's not that a workshop or a retreat is something you attend and you complete the course and you get a certificate and you graduate it. It's something that you have to repeat again and again and again. It's something that it's like anything you do to refresh yourself, to rejuvenate yourself, you do it again and again and again. And I found every time I've done it, I've learned more, I've realized more, I've experienced more. And I do recommend that it's something we do again and again. And as far as what I'm going to take home with me, well, I'm taking Yajna Purush Prabhu home with me. And if that doesn't fix me up, I don't know what will. Hare Krishna.
I first offer my obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, who saved me and has been the object of my meditation, especially over the last few days. And I offer my respectful obeisances unto all my God brothers here and to all the devotees who have become my life and soul who are in this room. And I'm just so pleased to be together with all of you. I felt over the last, well, not just the last few days, but my life's been taken over. And it's because of all of you. Somehow or other, I don't know how it happened. Sometimes I felt like Bali Maharaj when he got tied up, you know, got tied up by the ropes, Vasuki. But, you know, you can't move. But it's so sweet because Krishna's putting his foot on your head. And I feel like that here because I've been bound up by the love and enthusiasm of all the devotees. And it's propelling me. It's moving me somehow. And it's what's moving my chanting. It's being drawn out of me. by the devotees here. And I can only see that all the devotees at ISV have, they're like representatives of Srila Prabhupada who have come and are still saving me and in a profound way. This workshop that's gone on here, it looks like a organized room and program, and it is. But behind the scenes, there's a lot that goes into it. It's kind of like putting a man on the moon. And that means there's hundreds of phone calls and emails and arguments and decisions to be made. Is Bali Mardan here? Is he here today? He's gone, but he put a lot of work into this. He's a selfless soul, and he just took it up with enthusiasm. And so did Nilesh and Neelam put work into this also. I know they dropped everything and worked on this. Thank you very much. Dainidi Prabhu, as usual, surrendered and did the needful very enthusiastically, offered his home, offered his services, drove all around town. And also Jagarini Mataji and Mother Bhumi cooked everything. And I think it was the best prasadam by far that I've seen anywhere for a long time, or maybe ever. So all glories to them. Hare Krishna. Who else am I missing who helps?
Bhaktivatsala came this morning for helping.
Bhaktivatsala Prabhu helped out. And Hansapriya Mataji helped with the logistics, putting everything together. Who else are you pointing to? Well, Ramaswamy. I wonder he'd be involved in anything like this. Ramaswamy seems to be behind everything, everywhere. Hare Krishna. Mother Madri, if there was no other experience besides just seeing you here, it would have been worth coming to see your smile and your welcoming heart for all the devotees. And it was one of the highlights of being here, just seeing you and your service attitude towards the devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yajna Purusha Prabhu, the gentle giant, the tower of power. It's just amazing. It's so edifying to see devotees who have taken this process as their life and soul. And I felt it the first day when I came in, and I was listening to you, and I knew it was coming from realization. I felt it. There's nothing that can replace that when there's actual realization of chanting the holy names. And that enthusiasm transferred to everybody here. So you blessed us. And I thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Another highlight of the workshop for me was the exchange of love between Hansaduta Prabhu and His Holiness Giriraj Swami. There is nothing higher practically than the friendship and love between God brothers. It is something that is utterly precious and that we have to hold on to. The association that we have, if you have a friend in Krishna consciousness, it's the most precious thing. There is nothing more valuable than that. In fact, Narottam Das Thakur sings about how he's attached to his friend Ramachandra. And in fact, when he left the planet, so did Narottam Das Thakur out of separation. And Giriraj Swami, so many devotees have said so many things, and they're all true. When you speak, I feel that Prabhupada is speaking through you, and it has weight because you've always been there. And the shastra that you put out mixed with your faith in Prabhupada is so powerful that it's the glue that, you know, like super glue, or maybe something even stronger. That faith mixed with shastra, the combination that you have with, you know, Prabhupada's there with you. And you have it all the shastra. you know, given by the Goswamis, given by Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, that just nails it all down so nobody can take it apart. And you've increased our faith by coming here, just by us seeing you, but then by your words is so powerful. And we owe a great debt of gratitude to you. And thank you very, very much for taking the time. And for all of us, I think that to remember that we've participated in a yajna. It's done now. It's coming to the end, and nobody can take it back. Whatever you had to do to get here, or if someone made you come here, or if somebody paid your way, it doesn't matter. You were here. So you can make a little check mark like this in the sky. Just try it. It's done. No, check it off. You've done this thing, and you've done this yajna, and it cannot be taken back. It's eternal benefit. And the fact is that even if you chanted one mantra in here with attention, it's so powerful. That can move your spiritual life ahead by millions of lifetimes. It can erase, you know, all your past karma. One utterance of the name, purely with concentration, with this idea of sincerely trying, even if you can't do it, as was brought up in this assembly. And we're also backed by the acharyas. The most important point for me that Giri Raj Maharaj brought up was, despite everything, all the science behind everything, ultimately, we're backed by Srila Prabhupada. And as my friend Guru Kripa is fond of saying, because he has a way of putting things in street language, sort of, that under his shelter you have a chip in the big game. And that's a fact. That's our qualification, that we're lined up. And that power is coming down. And if we take shelter underneath and we hold on to that current, that no matter what struggle is there, if we just hold on, and Krishna will help us if we want to do that, then they will deliver us. That power is there. They have that prerogative to deliver us. They're free, and they can pull us out. Even if we don't deserve it, they can pull us out. That's mercy. They can, just ask Krishna, and he can do it. He's the supreme autocrat. So I just, in closing, want to thank everybody that came today for... I just want to express how much you all mean to me, that you've become my life and soul, and that I want to do everything I can in my life to serve you the best I can. And that will include... everyone keeps saying, well, we want this, we want that, and so do I. And I want it for you. Everything that you want, I want it so intensely that you get everything you want. Beautiful temple for Krishna, pure chanting, pure devotional service. It's all I think about. With the power of the holy name and that combination of desire, if you put the two together, this chanting, keep that desire that this is what we want. All our desires will be fulfilled because the name is Nam Chintamani, and it will fulfill all desires. So thank you very much, everybody, for coming and taking shelter of the supreme autocrat, Lord Krishna, and under the shelter of Doyal Nitai Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, we will be victorious. Hare Krishna.